Welcome in. Time for thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER.
Hey, welcome in time to our daily editorial today for Thursday. You know, I went over all of the comments this morning. I'm glad that none of you were offended by the non-secular material that I put in my comments yesterday. That shows me that we got some really good people on this particular blog. Having said that, Jim, there continue to be a lot of complaints around the world. A lot of fingers being pointed at leaders, for example, the leader of Australia, and I have to point a finger also at the leader of the state of Washington, the governor. Both of these people seem to relish the power that they can control society simply by the COVID inoculation situation. What are your comments on that? Does that make for a good leader, in your opinion, when they simply are in it to win it for themselves?
No, in fact, I think it's quite the opposite. I think that they've been willing to sacrifice fundamental principles, individual rights, actual state and federal constitutional rights in order to achieve stronger political power. And I mean, it's authoritarian. There's no question. And I think it, you know, a lot of people talk about the Great Reset and Klaus right. Schwab's and the World Economic Forum's kind of vision of the world where basically the statement is you'll own nothing and be happy. Basically, that's undermining a complete principle of individual, you know, ownership of property or opportunity to expand yourself, you know, to do better, to be one of those people that actually goes out and makes and builds your life the way you want. And I think you've got a large number of these basically autocratic and uneducated, if you will, political leaders that don't know what the ramifications long-term of this type of a decision-making process leads to.
Jim, I want to talk a little bit about the interaction between Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul. Now, Rand Paul is also a physician. Dr. Fauci, when Rand Paul attempted to take him to pieces in their last interaction, Fauci actually got angry and he said, "You simply don't understand what you're saying. You don't know what you are talking about." Do you have any credence, Jim, and Dr. Fauci?
No, zero. And he's been proven to lie. He was lying at the time with Rand Paul. Rand Paul was asking him questions on gain-of-function research. Mm-hmm. Anthony Fauci said he did not do that. You were lying. You're talking about it. Well, there's been multiple documents that have been presented from the NEST, his organization, and the NIH, the NIAID. He funded gain-of-function research with Peter Zazek, EcoHealth Alliance, as well as some other researchers, and was actually assisting in very complex and dangerous investigative efforts from what he thought was justified. In my view, he believed it was justified, but I think it was actually potential financial gain to build the pharmaceuticals in order to counter some of these extreme, I don't know if you want to call dangerous viruses that they were creating in the lab. And he's been proven to be a liar over and over and over again. Dr. Fauci is a corrupt bureaucrat, and he is absolutely untrustworthy for America, in my view.
My personal opinion, and I appreciate your opinion, Jim, my personal opinion in this whole situation is I view COVID-19 as being simply another strain of the flu. A very strong strain, there's no question about that. I suppose one could argue that point, but the fact of the matter is we go through on an annual basis the situation with some strain of the flu. I have done what I believe to be the correct thing, and I haven't gotten it yet. So I just have to say, just as is the case with any particular ordinary strain of the flu, you've got to be careful, and I firmly believe that. Jimmy, is there anything else you want to talk about going on in the world today?
Well, yeah, the fact that the market dropped over 500 points in the Dow.
Yesterday.
No, today.
I know, right, but it now. Was down substantially yesterday also.
It was down yesterday. It's down today. And part of the reason why is because we've got an increase in job unemployment requests for the third straight week.
Well,
we
mean,
should be
not?
Moving towards full unemployment.
I mean, why the hell not have an increase in unemployment? People don't want to work. They can make more money just living on the dole. They have absolutely no pride whatsoever.
It's even more complicated than that, because in fact you've put these restrictions on large companies, so people are, you know, unable to work.
Right.
And you're going to see. So yesterday, and I don't know if we mentioned that in yesterday's talk or not, but a consortium of transportation distribution network people, airline industry folks, shipping industry folks, a large number of those groups actually submitted a letter to the UN General Assembly and to the leaders of the entire world saying that global supply chain is on the verge of collapse because of these continued lockdowns and restrictions for ports and movement of goods. Now, if you see a continuation of this labor, you know, lockout by firing people because they're unable to do that, mm-hmm. The impact on the healthcare system is tremendous. But then you start seeing it in every aspect of our lives. And then what do you see? You see supply chain bottlenecks. You'll see costs increase. You're going to see an economic collapse. And that's, I mean, the movement of this administration and the Biden regime to these types of draconian actions, along with Australians and some of these other countries that have put these tremendous lockdowns in, they're going to destroy their economies, and they're hurting the most innocent and vulnerable people.
I agree.
And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of watching it, and I can't believe that Americans and that actually the world are putting up with it. Of course, they're beginning to push back.
Yes, they are.
But you know what. You know, what amazes me is people like the Australian police that are continuing to crack down on people because of, like, you know, 12-year-old girls without a mask on attacked in the street.
What about the reverend who landed in a chartered aircraft in Calgary yesterday, and he was he was confiscated by a group of people who really were somewhat lacking in the ability to handle that task. Now, I want to say one last thing, and that is, I don't know a lot about medicine, okay? I know a lot about statistics, at least I understand statistics, as you very well understand statistics. I do know quite a bit about economics, and I can talk economics with a high degree, in my opinion, of proficiency. And what's going on right now is one of two things. We either have a war between the United States and China economically, or if that isn't the case, there is really nothing going on. I simply don't believe there's nothing going on. I believe that an entity, and I think it's mainland China, is very, very focused, and they have done it very effectively on negating all of the good things that the U.S. economy has done in the last few years. Jim, you got the final word. What do you think?
And I think that in conjunction with the Chinese government's efforts to do that, that major U.S. globalist corporations, major global corporations are buying into this because they, you know, they want that small buck, and the Chinese know it. And I think that's absolutely sacrificing basic principles that of not only capitalism, but of free markets and free ideas and free ideology and free, freedom and overall. And they're using the COVID lockdown. They're using these restrictions in order to achieve political ends. And those political ends are going to be authoritarian control. And that's where we're headed right now.
Jimmy, I think you're 100% right. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think? Jim and I will be back again tomorrow morning. Jimmy, always a pleasure to get your opinion. Thank you, sir.
You bet, Al.